From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. The city released a new draft of a new bike master plan last night. They're going to be holding open houses in the coming weeks to get residents' feedback. Joining us with more on that plan is Erica C. Barnett of Publicola. Erica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David.
So I'm wondering, you know, what's going to be really super different if the city actually adopts a draft like this master plan? What are the biggest changes that are being proposed?
Well, the biggest change is that the city is talking about doing more cycle tracks, which are sort of segregated, separate bike lane type facilities. In the previous versions of the Bike Master Plan, the debate was kind of over, you know, whether bicyclists should share the lane with drivers or whether they should be in bike lanes. But this is kind of a whole different level of separation. And the interesting thing, I mean, the reason that they're doing this is to get people who have not been traditionally bicyclists to start bicycling because it's, you know, considered much safer to be segregated from traffic.
How do they do that? How do they segregate the bike lanes?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you can do it, but the way it's mostly working in Seattle, or the way that I think is mostly planned in Seattle, is to have curb cuts, essentially, or to have, you know, a sort of concrete structure between the lane of traffic and the bike lane. Other cities, Chicago, for example, actually have elevated bike lanes that are like 6 inches higher than the traffic itself so that you're completely segregated from traffic. You can also segregate the bikes with parked cars. That's another option. So, but in all cases, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely like a whole nother level above doing just a bike lane or a sharrow, which was kind of the previous approach.
And Erica, where are they talking about putting these cycle tracks?
Well, I think all over the city, but the first one is going in on Broadway. They're building it now. There's one, and additionally, you know, after that, there's going to be quite a few, I believe, downtown. And I think there's one going in, if it hasn't already gone in West Seattle. I mean, I think the idea is to do the cycle tracks and greenways, which is another approach that is kind of new all over the city.
And what are the cycle tracks, just sticking with that one, what do they cost?
They are more expensive. They're $4 to $5 million a mile, which is kind of a product of they are not that expensive in other cities, but they are expensive here because of, you know, Seattle process and consultant fees and everything. They're significantly more expensive than doing a bike lane, which just kind of requires, you know, essentially pouring some paint down on the road.
And given that, I mean, how is the business community responding?
It's really interesting. I talked to the mayor's office today about this, and this has been my impression too. The business community has, by and large, particularly downtown, been extremely supportive of this approach. Because, I mean, in part, you know, if you're talking about downtown, something like 70% of the people who commute downtown are not driving alone, and the percentage of people who are going to be biking, you know, is only expected to go up. So business community, particularly Downtown Seattle Association, is extremely supportive.
How's it going to affect parking?
Well, it will probably end up taking out some parking. And that is always the trade-off when you, you know, when you exchange one mode for another. So I assume that, you know, as always, whenever the city has increased bike infrastructure, there's always pushback from neighborhoods, and but what we've seen, particularly, you know, with in Stone Way and in West Seattle, the actual, you know, impact has not been that bad. I mean, it's parking is definitely diminished, but traffic has been, you know, perfectly fine, and it hasn't actually impacted traffic all that badly at all.
We're talking about the city's new draft of its new bike master plan with Erica Barnett of Publicola. So what about bike advocates? What are they saying?
Oh, they're thrilled. I mean, of course, the issue, I mean, bike advocates are very much in favor of this plan. The issue, of course, is always funding. And that's the question. I mean, where do we get the money? Where does the city get the money? And the state and federal government are increasing, I mean, are not inclined to fund bike infrastructure right now. So, you know, so that's the, you know, the million-dollar question is, where is this money going to come from?
Kickstarter?
It's a great idea. I think you'd need like a real, I don't even know if Kickstarter goes up to the amount that they would need. But it's probably going to be the general fund, and there are, you know, our potential savings from other parts of the transportation budget, and then there are also other, you know, potential grants from the state and federal government, but I don't think that the bike advocates can really rely on that.
So this is the new draft of the new bike master plan. What's the next step for the city?
Well, the city is holding a bunch of open houses. In fact, I believe there is one going on literally as we speak. And then there are a couple more in June and July. And they'll go from there. I mean, they need to, like I said, they need to find funding. And so that's kind of the next step.
All right, Erica, thanks so much for talking to us.
All right, thanks, David.
Erica Barnett reports for Publicola, and this, we were talking about the fact that the city released its newest new bike master plan last night, and they're going to be holding meetings with the public to get your feedback over the next few weeks. You can get more information about that on our website at kuow.org.